Right, Mrs. Kotak, what's your full name?
Sheila Beatrice Kotak.
Right, and what's your current occupation, or if you were retired?
Well, I'm retired, and I used to be a secretary.
Right.
And also, for a short time when my daughter was little, I did teach shorthand and typing at evening classes.
Oh, right.
That was quite a long time ago.
Right. And when were you born, and where were you born? Where did you grow up?
Well, I was born on the 29th of August 1929 in Bristol, and I grew up in Bristol. We moved around a bit, but it was nearly always in the Cotton area of Bristol.
Right. And what did your parents do when you were growing up?
Well, my parents were separated when I was still a baby, but my father at the time I was born had a very small photograph framing business, and also he did a little bit of freelance journalism.
Right. And did your mum work, your mother work?
Well, not at the beginning, but when she left school, she was a shop assistant. And later on, when we were fairly little, she learnt to tithe. And at first, I suppose when I was about 8 or 9, she used to do tithing at home. And then later on, she got a job as a tithist.
Right. And your first school, what sort of school was it when you went there?
It was Kingsdown Junior School. I think officially it was probably known as Kingsdown Council School, or possibly elementary school. And it had two departments. The juniors and infants were on the ground floor, and the seniors were on the first floor.
Right, right. And do you remember ever being taught history when you were at your junior school?
Well, the senior or the junior?
Oh, well, starting when you
Yes, we were definitely taught history. I don't think we were in the infant school, but I suppose when I was about 7 or 8, I think we started learning history. I don't remember an awful lot about the first year or two, but we did. I can remember copying pictures of Saxon and probably Norman houses and things like that from a book and copying them. And I'm also pretty certain that the teacher talked quite a bit about it, and we may have written, I don't know. And then when I was about 9, we started doing the prehistoric period, and I remember a bit about that because we did the Stone Age, and the Old Stone Age and New Stone Age and all that sort of thing. And we went into that in quite a lot of detail. And I'd never heard of prehistory before, so I was quite interested in that. As far as I know, it would be only the teacher talking to us, and maybe we copied notes from the board, I can't remember. And you know, we might have had to write an essay about it or something like that, or answer questions. I can't remember exactly. And we probably did other history as well in that class, but that's what I mainly remember.
Right, okay. And do you remember in your classrooms whether you ever had any pictures or maps, or historical maps or anything?
Oh, I think we did. We seem to have quite a lot of pictures stuck up, but I can't remember much about them. But I don't know whether we had maps, but I'm pretty certain. Yeah, we must have had one or two history pictures, I think.
Right. And did you stay there till you were 11 at that school, or did you...
Yes, I stayed there till I was 11. And then I failed the 11 plus. And when I was not quite 12, we moved to Westbury Park. And there I went to St John's Church of England School.
And what
for a year.
Sort of school? What sort of school was that?
Mm. Well, it was a church school,
right?
And it was an all age school.
Oh, I see. Right.
And I was only there for a year, but it was hilarious, really, because it was going through a very bad time, and it was poor buildings anyway. You had two classes in one room, and in the senior school, you had a curtain across the room. And when we had assembly, we all used to crowd, you know, used to pull the curtain back, and we all used to crowd into that one room or hall or whatever you like to call it, and have assembly, which And we didn't do history there, amazingly. But no. it was so chaotic that I don't think that was normal. It was just...
Right. It was, yes. So then what happened? You just said were there a year. What happened after that?
And then I went to junior commercial school, which was very different.
Right. So tell me a bit about that. What was that like?
Well, it was fairly intense because we had to do... commercial subjects such as shorthand typing, commerce in the first year, and bookkeeping as well in the second year. And also we did all the normal school subjects like English, arithmetic, history, geography, art, all the normal things. We even did a bit of domestic science and needlework.
Gosh.
But it was spaced out, you did it once a fortnight when it came to things like needlework and art and all that sort of thing.
And was it just a normal school day, or did it go on later than 3:30 or something?
No, it just finished at the normal time.
Oh, of course, it sounds an awful lot.
It does, and it was fairly... Everybody who's been to a commercial school says, they had to work very hard and get through an awful lot of work. And having had an easy 2 years, then it was quite an effort.
And can you remember anything about the history that you were taught at that school?
Yes, because they went all through the... history periods, not the prehistory, but they started with the three fields, as far as I remember, which was something I'd learned before. That was one of the things I forgot to say. We definitely did the three field system, which is
at junior school, right.
And then also at junior commercial we started very briefly with that, and then we went through the whole period. I don't know when it ended, but probably up to the First World War or something. And we did quite a bit about the Elizabethans and the contrast in Elizabethan times between poverty and riches. And I can also remember the teacher telling us about the rhyme, hark, hark, the dogs do bark, the beggars are coming to town, some in rags and some in tags and some in velvet gowns. And he told us the story behind that and who the different groups were and why they were beggars, about the monasteries and the poor people and the rich people and all that sort of thing, and all the things that have been happening. So I remember that bit. And then when we got to the late 18th or 19th century, we did a lot about factories and trade unions and that sort of thing, a lot of social history and a lot of contrast. In fact, if you want to glance through it, I've got the book that we did at school, which was called The Change to Modern England.
Oh, right, that'd be interesting afterwards. Yes, I would like to look at that. That would be good.
Yes, and so we did quite a lot about that, about including, as I said, the trade unions and conditions in factories and all the factory acts and that sort of thing. And also we did about the French Revolution and the unification of Germany and the unification of Italy, fairly briefly. And, we were taught very briefly in passing who people like Voltaire and Rousseau were, and Adam Smith and people like that.
Gosh, so they got a lot in.
They did, yes, yes. I think they may have mentioned Karl Marx very, very briefly, but very briefly.
And how did the teacher teach it?
Well, mainly by talking, sometimes by dictating to us, and we had to take down notes. And also we had a history book, which was supposed to be on loan, but, we had to read chapters of that at home, perhaps for homework, and write essays about it and that sort of thing.
Right, so you had homework.
Yes.
You did have homework, because some schools they don't seem to have done. And did they do anything... Well, it was probably wartime, wasn't it? But did you ever go on out on any trips or anything?
Not as regards history, no. The only trip I can remember we went to was regarding art. And our art teacher happened to be a member of the Bristol Savages, and their headquarters was in a Georgian house called the Red Lodge, and so they took us to see the Red Lodge and where the Savages were and that sort of thing.
Oh, okay.
And that was, as far as I know, the only school trip we went on.
Right, okay. And what about radio? Did you ever, or wireless, somebody told me I should call it, did you ever have any wireless programs, schools wireless or schools radio programs?
Not in the normal way, no. No, I remember at Kingsdown that once our school was taking part in a spelling bee on radio, so of course we listened to that. And also at the beginning of the war, the BBC was in Bristol. They moved to Bristol, and so our school used to, the Kingsdown School, used to be the choir in the school's programme for music.
Oh.
And you know, they all have their own choir, and so our school, never me, because I couldn't sing a note. I'm practically tone deaf, but they did do that, and so of course we used to listen to our own school.
Right.
But I don't think we did anything apart from that.
Right, okay.
The only thing was, sorry to interrupt, yeah, but when for a short period during the war at Kingsdown, when we went to school part-time, then the teacher did say to us to listen to the programmes for school. But I don't know how long, I don't think it was for very long that we only went to school part-time. But we didn't happen to have a radio, but still, that's most of the children did. And so, whether they actually listened, I don't know, but he did tell us to.
So, when you say part-time, how many hours a week were you going to school then?
Well, it was morning one week and afternoon the next, so it'll probably have been about 3 hours.
Right.
I don't think it went on very long, but things were so chaotic during the war.
And so the teachers had gone off to war, had they? It was just a great shortage? Or?
Well, I don't know. I mean, it may have been to do with evacuation, or it may have been to arranging for the Blitz. Maybe they were, I just don't know why it, but it did happen. And then, of course, sometimes we used to get interruptions when there was an air raid, and we used to love that. You know, you used to go off to the air raid shelters and sing songs and things instead of doing math.
Very good.
Yes, sorry, I was going off kilter a bit.
No, it's very interesting. It gives the sort of background to it all. So you never went to museums or anything, or not with the school?
No, I don't. I'm pretty certain we didn't.
Right, okay. And so did you like history at school?
Oh, yes, yes.
Right. And you stayed at that school. How did you leave it at 14, or did you go on? How long did you stay at school?
Well, it was until 15. In fact, because my birthday was at the end of August, I was not quite 15, but technically it was 15.
Right. So you didn't do school certificate then?
Well, we had our own exam, which was called the Commercial School Certificate.
All right.
And some employers accepted that as the equivalent, and some didn't. My sister, of course, would have said it was nothing like the equivalent, but then she went to a grammar school, so she had to.
And for the commercial certificate, did you do any history for that?
Yes.
Oh, you did, right. So what sort of history did you do for the certificate?
I honestly can't remember, but it would have been, I imagine it would have been for the whole period, everything we've been taught over the 2 years.
Yes, it was a continuation of what you were doing.
Yes, yes.
And it had a kind of social history slant to it.
Yes, as far as I remember, yes.
Right, well, that's interesting. And did you get to choose that history that...
No,
you did it. No, everybody had to do it as part of the commercial certificate. Right, okay. So when you got to, so then at 15 you left.
And yes.
What did you do then?
Well, I became a shorthand typist. And as regards education, when I was older, at one time, when I was in my early 20s, and I wanted to be a social worker, and I knew I would have to have qualifications, and I did take 3 A-levels, one a year, and that included history.
Oh, right. So where did you study that?
It was, what was it called now? Oh dear, I can't remember what it was called. It was in Birmingham, and it was, and it's now part of Aston University, but I can't remember what it was called then. It was
like a further education.
Yes, it was. Yes, yeah.
So how did that history vary? Did it seem different from what you'd studied at school?
I'm not sure, because part of what I did was European history. For the schools, A levels, and so that was a bit different. Obviously we went into detail of things that were happening in Europe, including things very briefly like Poland or somewhere, which we certainly wouldn't have done at school. And it did differ. I suppose it was a bit more matter of fact. Very difficult to say how it differed, because, and the other one I did was, as far as I remember, social history. So I did the two, English social history and modern European history.
Oh, right.
But I can't remember too much.
No, that's fine. So you didn't go on to be a social worker in the
end? No, I didn't.
Life got in the way. So
well, partly, yes. And also at one time I went to work in a social work organisation, and that was one of the things that decided that, it wasn't for me.
Right, okay. So do you think the history that you were taught at school was taught well?
Yes, considering everything, it was. I mean, obviously they didn't have modern facilities, but yes, I think in general it was taught well.
Yes. And did you ever have things like worksheets or anything, or anything other than just your exercise book?
It's difficult to remember. I think we may have very occasionally,
right.
But it's difficult to remember for certain.
And do you think that the history that you were taught at school helped you feel proud of being British in any way? Or even English? A lady I talked to yesterday made a very definite distinction between the two.
Yes, I think it probably did. It's difficult to be too certain about this, but yes. I mean, it sounds awful now, but it was more in geography. I can remember seeing all those pink patches and thinking, isn't that nice, and which isn't very worthy, but I think probably, yes, that I did on the whole. And especially, I mean, because it was during the war and there was a lot of emphasis on that sort of thing.
Yes, obviously. It's different. And what do you remember most from history lessons? Is there anything that sticks in your mind particularly?
It's difficult to say, really. I remember these wretched three-field system that I seem to do it about three times in different places. But I can't... I enjoyed history generally, and I can't remember whether there were any particular bits that I liked.
Well, that's all right. If nothing particular sticks, that's fine.
I shall think of it after you've gone,
yes,
I'm sure.
And have you done, since you've left school, well, you've obviously done an A-level in it, but have you done other history just in your leisure time, say, family?
Yes. I've sort of read a few history books, and I've been to one or two historical places, well, a few, and I'm just trying to think... and obviously listen to programmes on television and radio about history. And also, after I retired, I took an Open University degree.
Oh, gosh.
And that included quite a bit of history, but it wasn't a specific history degree.
Oh,
but,
right.
I chose it. You could pick and mix, and I chose quite a lot of history for that.
Very good. And what sort of modules did you choose for history in that?
Well, there again, there was quite a lot of European. What can I remember? Yes, it seemed to go to the two extremes. We did quite a bit about Victorian history, the mid-Victorian period, and then also in some of the ones I caught, it was way back to the I suppose, 15th or 16th century, and mostly that was mostly European history, which of course I didn't know much about. And then also I did one that was about, that was art history, and that was art in Florence, Siena, and somewhere else in, what was it? I think 1450 to 1500 or something like that.
Right.
You know, my memory isn't very good then. But
interesting. So did you enjoy that?
Yes.
Yes.
And we went to Florence too. That's
oh,
a good
really?
Reason.
That's good. With the Open University?
No, we just went on our own. But, you know, I thought, well, that's... And I suggested it to my husband, who was alive then, and we went to Florence.
Oh, lovely. So all the places that you'd studied.
Yes.
And do you think that the history that you learned at school helped with things like that, or do you think you'd been able, or did it encourage you or inspire you?
Yes, I think
to do
so.
A bit of history in your degree and things later.
Yeah, yes, I think it probably did. Yeah.
Good. And is there anything else that you'd like to say that you remember about history that you think might be interesting or useful for us?
No, I mean, I'm sure there were a lot of things. I'm just trying to think. Oh, yes, I must have done a little bit of drawing in the commercial school, because I remember drawing some styles of architecture. And I wasn't sure what perpendicular was and something like that. But, yes, it's difficult to remember exactly.
Did you, because you had a sister at grammar school, did you ever talk to her about how her history was different from yours?
Well, we did, but it was later on, and she may have just forgotten things. But she said that they didn't do any European history at all. She said that they didn't learn about the unification of Germany or the unification of Italy or even the French Revolution. But it could be just that she forgot. I don't know.
Of course.
But she did say that.
Yes. I just wondered. That's interesting.
I expect we did talk about it at the time, but I just can't remember.
Of course. Okay, well, we might stop there, but thank you very much. That's very interesting things that you've talked about the commercial school, and we'll stop there. Thank you.
Yeah.